Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. How many of us love, as a sports history buff, to go back and remember old players and some of the great things that they've done, and the legends and the Hall of Famers and guys that had their numbers retired? Well, we do that exercise today in Major League Baseball, and we're going to talk about some of the greatest number ones that ever played the game of Major League Baseball coming up in just a moment. Hey, this is Darren Hayes. You've probably heard me on the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch. Well, welcome to my journey of learning more about sports history, and we're going to do it by learning about the great athletes and the uniforms that they wore, as they both tell a lot about the games that we love and have watched so much throughout most of our lives. These are the chronicles I'm going to share with you on what I've learned through my journey in the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history. And welcome to this edition where we are going to talk about one of the greatest numbers in Major League Baseball history of the jersey. That's jersey number one. We're starting at the beginning. We're going to talk about some legends of the game that wore the jersey number one and some of the history of it. I think you'll find quite interesting. But before we do, let's talk about something else I think you'll find interesting. You know, when we talk about things like this Major League Baseball number one and some of the other podcasts that we do here on Jersey Dispatch and on Pigskin Dispatch, we like to put them in our newsletter. We have a newsletter that comes out each and every day, 6:30 a.m., and we would love for you to be a part of it, to enjoy it each and every day. We have new and exciting things happening every day. We celebrate sports history every day. Pigskin Dispatch has all of the college and pro football Hall of Famers on their birthdays, talking about the legends and remembering them on the special day in history, date of their birth, as well as some of the great events that happen in football history. And on Jersey Dispatch and the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast, we talk about some of the great events in sports history that has to do with the jersey numbers and uniforms. We also have plenty of other articles coming out on the uniforms and jerseys and the Hall of Famers from the other sports that are non-football. Of course, we're covering those football ones on Pigskin Dispatch. So easy to sign up for. Go to the show notes of this very podcast and sign up, or go to the top of Pigskin Dispatch or jerseydispatch.com and subscribe. Now let's get into the jersey number one in Major League Baseball. Now, number one is always an interesting number. Back in the 1920s, early 1930s, when it became in vogue and became mandatory for professional teams to have jersey numbers, each sport sort of had its own thing going on. We know in soccer, for instance, the number one has always been associated with the goalkeeper. In football, back when numbers started, it was the best player on the team. They would get the number uno on their shirt. And we learned that in IndyCar racing from our guest Tim Coffeen, has a great podcast here on Sports History Network. We learned that the winner of the IndyCar the next year gets to have that number one on their car because they came in first the year prior. Well, baseball has its own unique legend of the number one. Back when numbers were started, back in the late 1920s, early 1930s, the number one went to the first batter, the leadoff hitter. You know, these were the guys that you want to get on base because they had the wheels to steal a base or to be moved by some of these other batters. So that's really the origins of where the number one came from. And you went right down the lineup. Number nine was your ninth hitter. And number three was your cleanup hitter.
and number four was your cleanup hitter. Number three was your third hitter, like Babe Ruth. So that's how these numbers developed. So we're going to talk about some really old school players here, as well as a few of the newer players, but this is a really number of full of legends from days gone by that I think you're really going to enjoy. So as we start off as our series here, we love to start off with the people that had the number retired in Major League Baseball. And we've got a bunch of them here. A bunch of teams have retired that number. Now, Billy Meyer, who played both catcher and was a manager, his number one was retired by the Pittsburgh Pirates back in 1954. Now, Bud Selig, who was the former commissioner of Major League Baseball, well, he was the founder of the Milwaukee Brewers franchise, and they symbolically retired the number one in honor of him on April 6, 2015. Now, Pee Wee Reese, another legend who was a shortstop, had his jersey number one put away out of further use by the Los Angeles Dodgers organization on July 1st, 1984. Bobby Doerr, the great Red Sox second baseman, and his number uno uniform was memorialized at Fenway on May 21st, 1988. The Detroit Tigers retired the number one in memory and in honor of Fred Hutchinson. He managed the Reds and the Tigers, and they retired his jersey October 19th, 1964 in Cincinnati. He was retired. Ozzie Newsome was one of the top shortstops of all time, and the St. Louis Cardinals ball club, they retired his Redbird number one uni on September 26, 1996. Richie Ashburn, another standout, who was an outfielder with the Philadelphia Phillies, had his playing shirt encased in glass on August 24th, 1979. And another manager, Billy Martin, who once played second base, but most famously managed some of the great Oakland Athletics and New York Yankees squads, the Yankees thanked him by retiring his manager's number on August 10th, 1986. So those are some of the candidates we can look at. But we're really looking at players and their performance statistics. So some of the managerial people and Bud Selig and Billy Martin, sorry, we're going to probably have to brush those aside, but maybe some of the players could be doing well in this. We're going to look at some criteria for this number one as we look at it. You know, one of them is being in the Hall of Fame. That holds a little bit of weight, holds some value. We put some points up on the board for those folks that were the number one. And we have a few of those that we're going to talk about. One guy we've already spoke about had his number retired. That's Ozzie Smith. Now, he played the position of shortstop, wearing a number one with the San Diego Padres when he first came in the league, 1978 through 1981. And then his run with the Cardinals was legendary, 1982 all the way through 1996. 19 total Major League Baseball seasons. He batted .262 for his career, had an on-base percentage of .328 with 28 career home runs, but four Golden Glove awarded seasons. Ozzie Smith, one of the greats. He's definitely a candidate. Hall of Famer. Joe Morgan, another Hall of Famer, played position of second baseman, left fielder, and third base, and center field a little bit, wearing a number for the Philadelphia Phillies in 1960. For 1 year was Joe Morgan wearing that number, and he batted .271 for his career, had an on-base percentage of .427, 268 home runs, and five Gold Glove seasons. Bobby Richardson is another person we've already talked about here, but he was a second baseman, third baseman, shortstop, a great infielder, wearing the number one with the New York Yankees from 1958 to 1966, nine different seasons, batted .266, had an on-base percentage .335, 34 dingers over the wall, and five Gold Glove seasons. Kenny Lofton played the position of center field, left field, right field, wearing a number on the Chicago White Sox in 2002, the San Francisco Giants also in 2002, and the Chicago Cubs in 2003. These were all near the end of his career. A total of two seasons wearing that number one. He batted .299 for his career, had an on-base percentage of .423 with 130 career home runs and four Gold Glove seasons out in the outfield. Del Crandall, also a Hall of Fame catcher. Played a little bit first base, right field, left field, wearing the number on the Milwaukee Braves, 1953 all the way to 63, 11 seasons in that number, as he batted for his career 179 home runs and 4 Gold Glove seasons at that position. Orlando Hudson is also in the Hall of Fame. Wore the number 1 as a second baseman on the Toronto Blue Jays 2004-2005, the Arizona Diamondbacks in 06 through 08, and the Minnesota Twins in 2010, San Diego Padres 2011 and 2012. 8 total seasons in the number, .273 was a batting average, had an on-base percentage of .411, 93 dingers over the wall, and 4 Gold Glove seasons. Jim Landis also played center field in the Hall of Fame, right field and left field a little bit, wearing the number 1 on the Chicago White Sox 1957 through 1964. 8 total seasons. He had 4 Gold Glove seasons, 93 home runs in that great career. Lou Whitaker, another spectacular infielder. Second base was his famed position. Got him in the Hall of Fame there. He wore the number 1 with the Detroit Tigers from 1978 all the way to 1995 for 18 glorious seasons. .276 was his batting average with an on-base percentage of .426, 244 home runs, and 3 Gold Glove awards. And how about this gentleman from the past, Cool Papa Bell? He played the position all over the place. Homestead Grays, he wore that number 1 with, 1943, 1944 are confirmed. Larry Lester, our friend that was on and wrote a couple really nice books, the encyclopedias on the Negro Leagues, had those numbers and found them from photographs and that, and shared them with the world. Now, Cool Papa Bell batted .325 for his career, on-base percentage of a whopping .446, 57 home runs, and 2 Gold Glove seasons. Willie Davis, another Hall of Famer center fielder, played a little bit of the other positions in the outfield too. Wore the number on the Montreal Expos for 1 season, batted .279, on base of .412, 182 home runs, and 3 Gold Glove seasons. Luis Castillo played the position of second base, got into the Hall of Fame, played on the Florida Marlins, wearing number 1, 1997 through 2005, the Minnesota Twins 06 and 07, New York Mets 2007 to 2010, 14 years wearing that jersey number. Batted .290 for his career, on base .351, and 28 home runs, 3 Gold Glove seasons. Pee Wee Reese, we've already talked about him. You know he's in the Hall of Famer, having a number retired. Third baseman at Ward number 1 with the Brooklyn Dodgers from 1940 all the way to 1957, and the Los Angeles Dodgers for 1 year, 1958. 16 total years in the number. .269 was his batting average, on base percentage of .377, 126 home runs. Richie Ashburn, another one that's got that number retired, and he is in the Hall of Fame as a center fielder and a little bit of second base, left field and right field. Philadelphia Phillies was his main club, 1948 to 1959. Also played on the Cubs in 1960 and 61. New York Mets in 62, 15 total years in that number 1 jersey, and batted .308 for his career, had an on-base percentage of .382 and 29 career home runs. Bobby Doerr, the Hall of Fame second baseman who wore that number 1 with the Boston Red Sox 1938 through 1951, 13 years in that number, had 223 home runs, 461 on base, and .288 was his career batting average. And finally, Benji Molina, he was the Hall of Fame catcher, wearing that number 1 of the Anaheim Angels in 2000 through 2004, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in 2005, and the Toronto Blue Jays in 2006, San Francisco Giants 2007 through 2010, 11 years in the number. .274 was his batting average, on base 41% of the time, and 144 career home runs and 2 Gold Glove awarded seasons. Now, you're probably saying, okay, why are we mentioning all these, the home runs and the on base and the batting average and the Gold Gloves? Well, and the years that they're wearing that number. Well, those are some of the integers that are going into our formula that we're going to plug in and give them credit to try to find out who was the greatest number player that wore that number one in their career. And we're sort of trying to compare apples to apples. If they were pitchers, if they had Cy Young awards, Gold Glove awards, you know, for defense, we'd love to hear that stuff. The batting average, you know, we want the best ball players, and we use these great stats that Major League Baseball provides. And we get all of our stats from stathead.com and baseballreference.com, some great sites there. And you can even find yours truly writing on baseballreference.com as well as profootballreference.com. So take a look at that in the blog post there. So we have all these stats that you know, we're putting together to take a look at these great players. And we decided with those numbers that came out that we have Ozzie Smith number one in our rankings, followed by Del Crandall and Joe Morgan and Bobby Richardson, Orlando Hudson's right up there, Jim Landis, Lou Whitaker, you know, great career he had, you know, 18 seasons in the number, Pee Wee Reese 16 years in it, Ashburn and Doerr, you know, 15 and 13 years respectively, and Benji Molina 11 seasons in the number, you know, Bobby Richardson with 9 years, and you know, Cool Papa Bell only 2 years in there, but you know, Hall of Fame numbers really help out a lot as well. So those are our choices for these top rankings of the jersey number one. And there are so many to choose from, but you have to have a cutoff somewhere. You know, Cookie Rojas is another one that wore the number for a while, 8 years in there. Dick Green, 11 seasons. Jared Dyson, 11 seasons in the number. These are just such great players, and so many are from back in the day when baseball, you know, was the king of all sports, and no other distractions there. It was definitely undisputed as the number one pastime in America. But these were some of the best, and we are glad that we could share the memories with them and relive some of their numbers that they had. These amazing jersey number ones in Major League Baseball history. We'd love to hear your feedback. You can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and share what your thoughts are on these numbers. And if you agree, disagree, we'd love to hear them all, and we answer all the emails sent to us. Don't forget to sign up for that newsletter. And until next time, everybody, have a great sports history day.
Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.